సచేతుత్రమత్రాస్వరూపం రూపముతశ్యాగ్రజగురి పరిమాధురిం గోష్ఠవాటిం రాధాకుండం గిరివరమహో రాధికా మాధవాసం ప్రాప్తో యస్య ప్రతితి కృపయా శ్రీగురుం తం తోషి వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో మహాబదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతి కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నమః గౌరత్తిశే నమః గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తదభక్తాయ నమో నమః భక్త్యా విహీనాపరాధలక్ష్యై చిత్తాశ్చ కామాది తరంగ మధ్యే కృపామయీ త్వాం శరణం ప్రపన్న బృందే నమస్తే చరణం. కల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ అబౌట్ భక్తి డివోషన్ అండ్ లవ్, the serving mood to Krishna, how it will come. So it has been told in everywhere, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, bhaktistu bhagavat sangheena pariyayate satsanga prapyate pumbhi sukritaiha purva sanchitaiha. భక్తిస్తు భగవత్ సంగేన పరియాయతే, ఓన్లీ బై ది అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ బోనాఫైడ్ వైష్ణవ. హౌ ఇట్ కెన్ బి అచీవ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ రేర్, వెరీ రేర్. ఇఫ్ యు హావ్ డన్ సమ్ సుకృతి ఇన్ పాస్ట్ ఇంప్రెషన్స్ ఇన్ లాస్ట్ లైఫ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో టుగెదర్ విత్ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్, దెన్ association of real pure Vaishnava can be achieved, otherwise never. How it will be, explained so many times, that what is Sukriti. It has been told also in Chaitanya Charitamrita or all other epics. Krishna bhakti janmamul hai sadhu sanga, Krishna prem janmeti ho punar mukha anga. The root of Krishna bhakti is association of sadhu sanga. By sadhu sanga, Krishna prem will come in our heart. Also it has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when met with Rupa Goswami, he told like this: Brahman Brahmite Kama Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. Wandering in this world for less and less birth, any fortunate person can have bhakti seed by the Vinaka Ahetuki causeless mercy of Krishna and his associates, that is Gurudev. Gurudev and Krishna. What is that fortunate? What is that
causeless mercy,
what is that? If a man is fortunate, that what is that fortunate?
Fortune.
If I have met with any Vaishnava or anything related to Krishna, like Tulsi, Jamuna, Ganges, Navdeep Dham, Vrindavan Dham, all these are sukrutis. So when they will gather in a very big amount, then by the causeless mercy of Gurudev and Krishna, anyone can have bhakti latadish. Also, kono bhagye karo sansar khay mukhay sadhu sangatare Krishna rati upajay. If anyone is so fortunate and he is going to his sansar basana,
material desires
are going to be
destroyed,
and his birth and death is going to be destroyed, then he will have sadhusam, real sadhusam. If anyone is so fortunate to have the association of any bona fide, true and pure association of any bhakta, then we should understand that now he will cross the chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow forever. And thus he will have a rati in the lotus feet of Krishna. Rati means
attraction.
Also that rati of mood after asakti. It is very rare, but he can have this. Krishna jadi kripa karen kono bhagyavane guru antan jyani rupe sikhaya apne. If Krishna is satisfied and he is pleased to any fortunate person, then Krishna himself as a antarjami guru,
super soul
guru, he manifests his mercy there and he teaches all these things, that how you can achieve bhakti. You should go to this guru, that guru. So Krishna arranges everything for those who are sincerely praying Krishna. I think that Krishna will surely arrange for them. Saddhaman janhaya bhakti adhikari uttam madhyam kanisht saddhanishari. Who is qualified for bhakti? He is telling that if any man is so nonsense, drunkard, he is doing all kinds of anarths, no harm. If anyone has given up all these things, he is not qualified for guru, for bhakti. If anyone is taken a renounce order, like Mayavadi, and he is Trinadapi Sunich, Tarorapi Sahishnu, or he has all kinds of good qualities, he speaks true. Even he is not adhikari of qualified for bhakti. Anyone, Jagaya Madai can be also bhakti adhikari, qualified for bhakti, if he has shraddha to bhakti, faith, honor. And what is that? If I will chant, remember, and do devotional activities to Krishna, I will cross the chain of birth and death, sorrows and suffering forever. And it is true. Having a strong belief in the words of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and all epics. He had a strong faith on his Gurudev and the words of Vaishnava. I will not give up bhakti if I will cut it to pieces. Never I will. This is Shraddha, symptom, outer symptom of Shraddha. What is the seed of bhakti? Seed of bhakti is to serve Krishna. To give this mood, this vasana,
desire,
to seed any, to plant this in any heart. This is the seed of bhakti kripa. He may be a drunkard, he may be anything. Like he may be Vilva Mangal in his first life, so much attached to
prostitute
and other things. No, but if he has faith, Shraddhaman, then he should be helped and Guru can give seed in him. And from there, that stage, he will chant, remember, and all these anaps will go very soon and soon. But if anyone is like Shankar, his followers, very high in Brahma Gyan, and he has so many good qualities, he cannot give bhakti seed. So anyone who has so much strong faith in his Gurudev words and in bhakti, then he is qualified to take Harinam and initiation in bhakti line. I told that Kanishtha Vaishnava, he is Vaishnava, but he don't know established source, bhakti siddhanta. And he thinks to serve deities, he don't know we have here towards Vaishnava, uttam madhyam kanishtha. Uttam adhikari Vaishnava always see that all are serving Krishna in any way, direct or indirect, all are serving. So they cannot teach anything. Then from where bhakti comes? Madhyam adhikari. And he is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, first, satam prasangam bhamavijya sambidau bhavantarita karana rasayana katha tajyosanat asu apavargu vatmani saddharati bhakti anukramishyati. Sanatana Goswami and all Goswamis have quoted this shloka, very important shloka from Bhagavatam. Satam prasangam mamavijya sambadau. Those who have so much taste in hearing Hari Katha, they do pranam to Hari Katha. They do pranam to the place where Harikatha is going on. To who is giving classes of Harikatha, beautiful, powerful pastimes of Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always doing pranam. Doing pranam to all the devotees, audience. And if he is hearing so, doing always pranam to all, with great respect, then Shraddha, first comes Shraddha. And after that, Rati, will come. And after that, prema bhakti will come. Surely. How it comes? If that Vaishnava who is telling Hari Katha is bona fide, he has uttama bhakti, but still madhyama adhikari. So Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted all these things and reconciled so many things that Śrīla Vishvanātha Chakravarti has told that there are two kinds of association. Those who are practicing uttama bhakti always Krishna anusilanam anukulena Krishna anunasilanam, without any desire that my bhakti should advance, no worldly desire, and not covered with jnana and karma, and he is chanting, remembering. He is madhyama adhikari. But if there is some symptoms of uttama adhikar, shuddha bhakti, then by his harikatha, like Sukadeva Goswami, he gets shuddha bhakti, even braja prem in the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. Though he was Siddha Mahatma, Parikshit Maharaj, but he sowed the way, sowed the process. But those explaining the Harikatha, powerful pastimes of Krishna, he should be qualified. It is like so many Mayavadis, very learned in all epics, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, very, very learned, more than us. But they are no bhakti actually, nothing. They are Mahapurush. But yet, why their association bhakti cannot come? Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that the bona fide Vaishnava should be bhakti siddha. There are two kinds of siddha person. Gyan marga siddha. He is siddha in?
Perfect in knowledge marga. Way of
knowledge. What? In the path of impersonal knowledge.
Impersonal knowledge. And those who are expert in bhakti marga. Both. And he is siddha. Siddha means?
Perfect.
In perfect bhakti marga, those who are siddha, there are three kinds. Bhagavat pasat praptas deya. Those who are achieved nitya siddha deya, and they are serving by that body, eternal body, Radha and Krishna conjugal. Like Narad nowadays, he was first sadhak, bhakti sadhak, then he became bhav bhakti sadhak, and at last he became perfect by having path parikar de nitya siddha de. Second, nirdhut kasai, all kinds of anath is lost, but even some smell is there. Like Sukadeva Goswami, he is nirdhut kasai. There is not any chance that any namaparad or offenses or anath will come. There is no chance. But it may be sometime. He has not received yet parikar deha. And Mokshit Kathaya, Narada in his first stage, when he had a darshan of Narayan, at a glimpse for a second, and when Narayan disappeared, he began to cry and wail, rolling down of the earth. Then a word came from the sky, "Don't be so worried. You should chant and remember me. I'm wandering in the whole world and giving your association to all qualified persons, and after that a day will come, then you will keep your feet on the head of death and you will come to me. Then you will be perfect." So when he was wandering in this world, giving association to the sons of Prajapati and others also, Prachita and all others at that time. So he is Dev Kushal. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling that if anyone is so fortunate to have association of Vaishnav like them, by their ahaituki kripa, causeless mercy, they will do like this and bhakti will come at once. They will change in a moment. By their wish, anything can be done. Bhakti will come pure. They can show Krishna. They are so powerful because they are perfect. But it is very rare to have a association of all these things. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells about, clarifies this and makes reconciled. Then what to do? He is taking the sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam and reconciling. What is the meaning of Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava? It has been told that Uttam Adhikari always observed in Krishna Prem. He cannot tell anyone and he cannot. But we see that Narad Goswami, Subhadev Goswami, Sanat and Sanat Kumar are all preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself observed in Radha mode and he is preaching. Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, what they are? They are Madhamara Uttam. No doubt, they are eternal. But they are acting like Madhyam Adhikari. So, a guru, if he is in Uttam Adhikari, like Nirdhup Kasaya or Murchit Kasaya or Parikar, no harm. By the wish of Krishna, they can come and associate. Now, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that there is a sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto. The duties of, the activities of Madhyama Adhikari. Ishvare tadhyanesu balisesu disusvacha prema maitri kripa apeksha ja karoti sa madhyam. You can. We should try to understand very carefully. If you are doing bhakti, we will advance in bhakti and we will not do any Vaishnava aparat. Never. We will be very careful. Shlok ishvare tadhyanesu balisesu Disatsachu Prem Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jaha Karoti Sadhyama. There is a Kanishta Adhikari. Those who have not received Harinam, not hearing bona fide Guru, they are not associating of high class of Vaishnava. They have come in a very good family like Goswami,
and they had accepted cool guru,
family guru.
And they are chanting and remembering, having so many anarths, but they have very strong faith to deities and they worship. They are Kanishtha Adhikari because they have faith on Sri Vikra and they worship. But they don't behave Vaishnavas well. No honor, so much honor. They commit these changes. What kind of Vaishnava he is, whether he is Kanishtha or Uttam or Madhyam. No. They are Kanishtha Adhikari. And their bhakti is Chaya Bhaktyabhas, semblance of Chaya Bhakti, not pure Bhakti Chaya. Chaya Bhaktyabhas, there are two kinds of abhas, semblance. One Pratibimba and another Chaya. Pratibimba and reflection. So, sun is reflected in any water, anywhere in water. And sun is seen in water. But really, sun is
separate,
very far away from that water. But still, sun is seen there. But when a current will come in water, and he will be doing like this. So actually, sun is not there. But it is seen. It is called Pratibimba. Pratibimba means?
Reflection.
Perfection.
Reflection.
And one is Chaya Bhakti Abhas. Chaya means?
Shadow.
Shadow of Bhakti. It is somewhat better than reflection. The Kanishtha Adhikari has some shadow of Bhakti, but not that. So they cannot help anyone in bhakti. If they will associate with Madhyam Adhikari Bhakta, then they can be promoted, otherwise not. Here, the behavior of Madhyam Adhikari is told here. How he should behave to others. To devotees, those who are non-devotees, who are Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari, how his behavior should be. We should know, because you are coming in Madhyam Adhikari very soon from Kanishtha Adhikari. Ishvare Prem. Do bhakti, pure bhakti, pane prem to Krishna. Madhyam Adhikari. Who will know who is Krishna? Who are Rama and Nisinga and Kalki? He will know all the manifestations of Krishna. And he will know that who am I. He has heard, but he has no in first stage. He needs to realize that who am I, but he has heard some good expression by so that I am part and parcel, I am eternal servant of Krishna. And Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. So, taking initiation and having some relation with Krishna and chanting, he has removed so much his anarths. He has passed
unwanted desire
and also he has crossed offenses, but nama aparat, nothing to him. But something is there. He has nishtha. He has come up to nishtha, ruchi, he may come. And he is totally Bhaktivinoda Thakur telling that he has prem means Shuddha pure bhakti. He has attained in his heart. What is pure bhakti? Anya vilasita sunyam, jnana karma jnana vritam, Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. So this bhakti has come. So he is Anukulena Krishna Anushilanam doing. He has no worldly desire at all. His bhakti is not covered with any type of karma and jnana. From sadhana avastha, pure sadhana of this, and up to bhav and prem dasa, this bhakti, uttama bhakti is there in three stages. It begins from bhakti, uttama bhakti begins from the stage of sadhana, and then comes at the stage of bhav, and in last, when it is matured, then it becomes prema. All are uttama bhakti, but there is some
gradation
in this.